With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I forgot to have them connect the new AC system. Well, new, it's about maybe 7 or 8 years old now. Anyway, by the time we got back from the game, which was called because of thunder and lightning, we found that the power was back on. So how did you cope with your power outage? Does this prompt you to think about maybe getting a permanent standby generator? We did after the October storm. You remember that story. We had a standby generator running, and Diane got pretty sick from carbon monoxide. In fact, she was about to pass out when I got home and I got her out of the house. Carbon monoxide was actually being sucked into the house because the windows were open. So be aware of the risks of running a standby generator in that it does need to be standing away from the house and not near any open windows in the case of running one in the summer months. It happened in the October storm where the windows were open because the day that this happened was a 70-degree day. It was warmer. It was warmer outside than in the house, and the power, of course, was out, the power was out, and the furnace wasn't running. So we opened the windows, and that sucked all the CO into the house. So be aware of that in the summer months if you run a standby generator. Having the permanent standby generator has been a blessing, although I'm on my second one. And I've told this story as well. The first one, the oil cap cover vibrated free when it was running during a power outage. And you know what happened. All the oil spewed out of it and seized the engine. How did that happen? I don't know. It's all a sealed cover kind of thing. It's nothing that you would check on a regular basis. It tests itself every week. So that burned that one up. I got my second one now. It's about a year old. Got a better quality unit. Seems to be working great. Again, tests itself every week. So far, in the couple of short-lived power outages we've had, it's been running fine and doing its job. Just realizing, as I said, that we didn't connect the AC. But we can live without that for a little bit of time. Of course, you get spoiled when you have air conditioning. Isn't that true? Here we lived in our house for probably almost 30 years before we had it and never missed it at all until we finally realized, you know what, can't live without air conditioning. So how did you cope with your power outage and what changes might you make to your home as a result of being inconvenienced by that? It's often a question. How come you don't hear about power outages in areas of the country that rely on AC all the time? And a lot of it has to do with the surge in activity. And I think in a way, something might be said about the potential for power grid to be able to expand with the capacity and the age of the infrastructure as a result of that. And we never really see 8 consecutive days of 90 degrees or more. So therefore, I think our demand surge was probably greater than our infrastructure could bear. This is why we've had these spotted power outages. But the whole idea of having something on hand with a standby generator is wise, but be aware of the hazards of operating a a standby generator. And again, the number one risk, of course, is carbon monoxide contamination. 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now. Anything I can help you with around the house this Saturday morning here on WBEN, we will entertain that question and give you a answer. 803-0930. Anything around the house. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. You can always email me as well, hammertime@cortese.net. hammertime@cortese.net. And when you are online, be sure to check out the Cortese website. It's new and improved and a lot more interactive and has some videos from Hammer Time TV in it, as well as a preview as to what's coming on Main Street in Clarence, and that is Cortese HQ coming to life at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Be sure to stop by anytime to check that out or check it out online at cortese.net. Our groundbreaking is coming up on the 28th of July. More on that as we approach that date. And if we can help you with anything that you need around your house, you can see all of our services at cortese.net, which includes room additions, kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Kachina custom kitchen cabinet line for your kitchen and your outdoor kitchen, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings. Guess what's doing really well this year? Yeah, all our outdoor products. The whole idea of staycation is really catching on. And, of course, our small projects division for those little jobs that nobody wants to attend to. You can find them all listed on our website at cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, we are going to say hello to our good friend, Samantha Gollenbeck. Sam's the manager of the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Bank, and we're excited, Sam, that here we are deep into the home renovation season, and Lakeshore Bank continues with the 2.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit. Great program.
Hi, Dominic. Yes, it is a great program. So like you said, we have the 2.5% fixed for the first 12 months for the line of credit. It's a 15-year draw and a 15-year repayment loan, but it's great for any home improvement needs like you were talking about. If you're doing, you know, kitchen renovations or additions, it's a great financing option for you.
Absolutely. A 2.5 with no cost whatsoever. How do you beat that? It's a great rake. And, of course, then you get introduced to the great bank, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Unmatched in service, unmatched in integrity. They are there for you. Putting people first, it's not just a saying. It's really what they live by at Lakeshore Bank. There's another new product, Sam, we want to talk about for investors.
Yes, it's a very unique product that we're offering right now. It's an investment property line of credit, and that's for any 1-4 family non-owner occupied investment property. And it's a 20-year term loan with a 10-year draw and a 10-year repayment. So a little bit different from the other line of credit where it was a 15-year draw and a 15-year repayment.
Okay. Is it a similar rate?
No, the rates can range. Well, our lowest right now, the lowest we can go right now is 4.5%.
Okay. Still great for investment property. Mm-hmm. And to learn more about that, you can go to lakeshoresavingsbank.com or you can call any of the branches. And Sam would love to hear from you today if you'd like to speak to her. She is at work. The phone number there at the OP branch.
It is 674-2066.
And repeat that for us, Sam.
Sure. 674-2066.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
We lose a loved one, it's the memories that sustain us. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve those memories, ensuring that our loved ones are never forgotten. That's what we've been doing for more than 160 years. Family-owned and operated, Stone Art is Western New York's largest memorial company and the exclusive provider of the world's finest Rock of Ages granite memorials. American-made and guaranteed forever. Inspired by your memories, our skilled craftsmen would be honored to tell your family's story so that it will be preserved for generations to come. Stone Art's experienced, knowledgeable team will help you through the process, from design to installation, to ensure your memorial is a fitting tribute, one that will stand the test of time. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at 824-9278 or find us on the web at stoneartmemorial.com. The Stone Art Memorial Company, preserving memories.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start and how your team stacks up. Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio. And you'll love Radio.com sports originals like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses, and You Better You Bet, with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Sanuvair recognizes life is hard right now, but Western New York has dealt with adversity before. We will always move forward. We have courage. We fight back. We are defined by our determination and compassion. We share Buffalo love. We can do this, Buffalo. Let's work together and support our local businesses and heroes. Hashtag Move Buffalo Forward. Brought to you by Radio.com in partnership with Sanuvair, the COVID killer.
This is Dr. Kent from the Smile Center. Don't suffer any longer hating your smile. We will use the latest innovations to beautify your smile in as little as an hour using bridges, implants, or dentures while you are sedated in a modern, friendly, and safe environment. Make your appointment to learn about your new smile and the various sedation choices available for you. Get your confidence back. Call 834-2600 or visit SmileCenterNY.com. That's 834-2600 or SmileCenterNY.com.
Reaching out to a friend about their mental health can feel awkward, which is why it helps to have something to break the ice. You could go for a walk or grab a slice of pizza. And if you're not driving, you could even use this commercial break to text them. See? That was easy. Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Find more ways to help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Well, Bill Sr. Horbitt and I go way back to the beginning of when he started working for his dad, and same with me, with my dad. And back then, it was called the Big L Windows and Doors. Now, that wasn't, no, their name was Big L Distributors, and now Big L Windows and Doors. They dropped Distributors. And our friendship has endured. We've used Bill on a lot of projects, from building my house to building my son Nick's house to now building the new Cortez headquarters with Marvin Windows. We're excited about that, and we're excited about the fact that Big L has been around for 45 years with their simple philosophy of doing things the right way. If you ask Bill, he'll shrug his shoulders for you and say, do the right thing, because that's what they're all about. You can contact them at 895-8484 or stop in. They're on William Street, just by the Thruway. They're open on Saturday. Social distancing rules do apply. Check them out online, BigLWindowsAndDoors.com. Big L, the company that you will call for your windows and doors. You remember them as Big L Distributors, but now it's Big L's Window and Doors, the same great company known for quality products like Marvin Windows and ThermaTru Doors, and for quality workmanship from their installation team. That's why every job they do comes with their total trust guarantee. Stop in and see them. Tell them Dominic sent you. Big L Windows and Doors, a Hammer Time partner. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go
with the 10:20 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez, and good morning to you. The phone line is open, 803-0930. I just got word a moment ago from Paul Justinger that we have just over 200 tickets left for the Clarence Rotary Raffle, the Porsche Raffle. Only 200 tickets left, folks. If you're not in it, you can't win it. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold, so that means we sold about 3,800 so far. You can still get yours today, and I bet they're going to sell out after today. Go to ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com, ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com, to purchase your tickets. They are $50 each, 3 for 100, or buy the Wolf Pack. That's 9 tickets for $300. Peter Wolf, one of our lead sellers of the Porsche raffle tickets, passed away this last summer. And we missed Peter, and we named the Wolfpack in his honor. The drawing date has been moved to August the 1st. It's a Saturday, and it'll be between 5 and 7 p.m. We will announce the details of that by next Saturday, I believe. It'll be at the Clarence Town Park. We are going to do a drive-through Lobster Fest as well. More on that as we build that information for you. But the drawing date now moved to August the 1st. Buy your tickets today. ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. A texter writes, what will happen to the grid if we all drive electric cars? That's a good question, isn't it? I think the grid's going to have to be improved in order to be able to sustain an all-electric car fleet across Western New York. To Lewiston we go. And Chris, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Oh, yes. Hi. Last week I heard somebody complain about Ava Roofing.
Yes.
At the time, already we had made arrangements for Ava Roofing to install a roof on a historic building on Center Street in Lewiston.
Okay.
So I called them and I heard their side of the story. And
yes.
It does appear there are some people you can stand on your head for all day and they're still not happy. But we went ahead and had Ava install the roof it was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We were so impressed with their efficiency, their quality
yes.
of work. Their cleanup was amazing.
Yes.
Even the next door, a bank manager came and said, my God, I've never seen a crew like that put a roof on.
Yes.
So in view of this, I thought I'd better call and just let your customers know that Ava Roofing is the tops in our opinion.
Thank you. I appreciate that you did that. I didn't know exactly how to approach this today, and I was going to bring it up. But let me just start from the beginning. In order for anybody to become a Hammer Time partner, they have to be vetted to the extent that we check out their integrity, their work ethic. We check references. Of course, Ava, along with all of our other Hammer Time partners, have glowing reports. You are right that there are some people that are, you know, for whatever reason, it may be without ill intent, just difficult for one reason or another. I don't know the entire story, but I did speak with Anatoly, and I did learn his perspective of the story. I encouraged him to get this resolved one way or the other, which he said he was going to, and his word is good, and I appreciate that you just reinforced that with us right here, right now.
Yeah, I just want to add that their price was very competitive. As a matter of fact, they were approximately 20% less than the highest.
Yeah, they're always fair. They're good people, and there's no denying that. And again, I think Anatoly would be very appreciative of your call.
Oh yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
Thanks
for sharing that. Yeah, like I said. When we started with the whole idea of being able to refer and recommend, with the whole idea of the Hammer Time partnership, you know, obviously, the whole idea behind it is, as we say, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. There's got to be some meat and potatoes behind that, right? I just can't say that without being able to back it up with knowing these people are going to perpetuate and sustain what we say every week. And, you know, those of you that listen regularly know that I don't know if I can count on one finger, let alone one hand, the amount of calls that we ever get to complain about any of our partners. In this case, the call we got last week, all I can say is that there's more to the story. And for someone to take their time to call a radio program and you know, try to attempt to embarrass one of our partners is not going to be the reason that I would terminate a partnership with our Hammer Time partners. I did call the guy, I spoke with him, and I called Anatoly, as I said, and we kind of got to the bottom of it. So there you go. 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning for our weekly Saturday morning coffee klatch. You can watch us on Facebook as well. You can write your question there. on the WBEN Facebook page, and Jerry will read it, or you can call us at 803-0930 or text us, the same number, 803-0930. Back to the power outage, I think that the idea of having a generator is probably a good one, because I think if you find any patterns, I know that this is what happened with us in Clarence. The patterns are that whenever there is severe weather, it seems as though, it may not be long term, but it seems as though our power goes out whenever there's severe weather. Now, it could be high wind. It could be, it's generally that, high wind. Or in this case, it was the failure of the grid based on, or the failure of a transformer somewhere based on the intense temperatures. So, you know, in our case, it made sense to have a standby generator in that we had the permanent one going for as long as we did, many years as we did. We switching now to the permanent standby, it seemed to make sense for us. So that's really the point I'm getting at here, folks. If you want to assess whether, you know, a generator is for you, I would do a little inventory of the last few years to see if it really does warrant having a permanent installation. Just having one for the sake of it, sure, there's peace of mind. But again, they come with a little bit of a responsibility in that they test themselves every week, and you do have to change the oil annually. It's like driving a car and not servicing it. You do have to have the oil changed on these once a year based on the number of hours that it tests. So with that in mind, you know, having one does come with that responsibility. Comparing that to a standby, there's issues that deal with that as well. Standby generator, when it's idle for a long period of time, may not start right up if you didn't put stabilizer or drain the gas out of it. So running it from time to time is not a bad idea either, just so as to protect it from not being there, or protect you from it not being there when you need it. So that's an important component with having a standby generator. And then the safety of running it properly with keeping it well-placed and distant from any open window or door, and never running it in the garage. Every time we have any extended period of power outage, it seems that we have an issue of someone being contaminated with carbon monoxide. So I don't think we can say it too much that being careful around the standby generators is very important. You know, this is why the permanent standby may make more sense, because you don't need to have to worry about the carbon monoxide risk nearly as much in that it's installed with the proper venting in place and it's using natural gas. Still a risk of carbon monoxide. However, the venting is you know, going to protect you because of the way it's vented out of the unit. The idea that the carbon monoxide gas could come back into the house is really a true hazard, and this is why we want to reinforce that and stress that. 803-0930, that's the number for you here on WBEN, 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Our text line is now the same as our call-in line, 803-0930. When we come back, we'll take more of your questions here on WBEN. As we get ready for the bottom of the hour news break, Brendan Keeney is standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom. Good morning, Brendan.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Brendan Keeney, and here's what's happening. State health officials are allowing some visitation to nursing homes. Health Commissioner Howard Zucker says visits can take place at nursing homes with no cases of COVID-19 for at least 28 days. Residents in these facilities will be allowed two visitors at a time, and the visitors must undergo temperature checks, wear face coverings, and socially distance during the visit. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn announced yesterday the arrest and arraignment of 22-year-old Joshua Wilson in connection to the murder of 71-year-old Diane Wolfe inside her Tonawanda home in May.
Right now, he's only charged with murder in the second degree.
It's alleged that on May 4th, okay, Wilson killed Wolfe inside her Yorkshire Avenue home by beating her to death with a gardening tool. And you can read more online. Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino is reporting that an employee has tested positive for COVID-19. The employee last worked on July 4th. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and a surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. They're located in Willitzer Park. And by the way, they're still fabricating sneeze guards for COVID protection. So if you're in a restaurant or retail business, especially if you're just reopening, maybe a mall store, check out Twin City Glass for the latest in COVID protection. 694-3300. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. Find whatever you're looking for this month at Northtown Kia for your snap delivery. A simple Northtown sales process just the way you want it. Get to Western New York's number one Kia dealer all month long and start your shopping from home at northtownkia.com. Lease the 2020 Kia Sportage LX automatic all-wheel drive for just $189 a month. Just $189 a month for 24 months, $3,515 due at signing. Comes with alloy wheels, backup camera, remote keyless entry, and more. Northtown Kia is your home for Northtown snap delivery. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
On approved credit lease, 3518 due at signing, includes all taxes, first payment and 650 acquisition, 12,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile excess. Security deposit waived. Number one volume dealer based on January to December 2019 Polk results. Prior sales excluded. Must take delivery by 7/31/20. Stock number 20K156. MSRP 26,720. Promotion for in-stock vehicles only.
Remember, whatever you're looking for,
find it at Northtown.
Well, we finally heard that malls are reopening, and breathing clean indoor air in the mall as well as at home is certainly important. We spoke to Peter last week, Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals, about the process of cleaning air in a large environment like the mall. And he suggested that very possibly the Healthway style cleaning air cleaning units would be effective. Obviously, we'd need several of them in the mall. But bringing that right back home, there's no better way to protect you from breathing clean indoor air than to have a Healthway standing by in your home. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt they've lowered the standard now to a MERV 13. And once again, I don't want to get too technical on this in this conversation right now. But the point being is that there is the DFS technology in this company that's based in Pulaski, New York, that we have a partnership with, is the best. And the great news is for 30 years, they've been making this portable standalone, which, you know, once again, is an FDA Class 2 listed medical device. There's nothing better. You can spend more money. And now they make one that goes on your furnace that can cover the whole house. So you've got the best of both worlds, whether it's the portable or what's called the Super V, the whole house.
MERV stands for Minimum Efficiency Reporting Values, and the MERV 13 gives you an average particle size efficiency in microns that's far greater than the average furnace quality filter. So it's a higher standard of filtration, but it's still a simple way to clean air is having it go through a filter.
Right, and just reality check here is that the DFS technology in our unit is 40 times more efficient than HEPA. So it's off the MERV scale.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be, you know, 18, 19, because we're talking about particle sizes that are 0.007. So once again, it's killing the DFS is killing particle size is 12 times smaller than the coronavirus.
So having one at home is certainly important. It'll give you that extra protection and safety to know that it will eradicate the COVID virus. Not to mention the fact that you also want to make sure that you're breathing somewhat dehumidified air, and the Sanidry or the whole house dehumidifier is the way to do that. It's an American-made product as well, no risk of fire. Peter, you have a stock of those as well.
Yes. So the high capacity dehumidifier is amazing, and once again the medical grade air purifiers with the DFS technology. Both of those, we can take $300 off for a Hammer Time special today. I'm at the office all day taking your calls on that. Just be patient.
We're very blessed today. Peter will be back with another spot speaking about ductwork. But in meantime, 683-3000, 683-3000. Get your $300 discount on the Healthway or the Whole House Dehumidifier by calling Peter right now. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
Everybody worked as a team. Everybody was so encouraging. It was so comforting. They were just wonderful.
Whether recovering from surgery, hip fracture, joint replacement, stroke, or a recent illness, Wesley Rehabilitation Center is dedicated to your return to an active lifestyle.
I felt very confident when I left the rehab center. I was absolutely ready to go home. I was not concerned at all. It was really just like having family take care of you.
Conveniently located on the Beechwood Homes campus in Amherst, Wesley Rehabilitation Center provides a unique home-like setting where a highly trained team of dedicated physicians, nurses, and therapists work closely with you to ensure maximum independence. To find out more, call 810-7000 or visit us online at beechwoodcare.org.
I never had one bad experience. It's just absolutely a place to be.
Tour today and reserve your private room for your next rehab stay. You won't be disappointed.
Amazing. They were absolutely amazing here at Wesley Rehab Center.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortese here, and you've heard me talk about what a great value a new roof from Ava Roofing is for years. Well, for now, Ava Roofing has an even better value for you. How much better? Well, get ready for this, folks. How about free? That's right. Ava Roofing is giving away a roof, and all you have to do is enter and click a few buttons. Just go to avaroofing.com, that's avaroofing.com, click the free roof giveaway tab, fill out the contact form, and that's it. You're entered to win. But there are 8 more ways to enter and earn over 1,000 additional chances to win. For example, when you like their free roof giveaway post on Facebook, you'll get another entry. Comment on it, and you'll get another one. Share it. Guess what? 5 more. Yeah. And if you complete all eight methods to enter, you'll get 500 bonus entries. Imagine over 1,000 chances to win a new roof. Now, that's truly value. Go to avaroofing.com. That's avaroofing.com to enter today. No purchase is necessary. And for roof replacement or repair, remember, 990-4793. I do recommend Ava Roofing. 990-4793 Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time!
10:40 is the time on WBEN, and how are you? It's Dominic Cortese in studio for you. Our weekly Saturday morning coffee clutch continues. You can call me 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention, love to help you with. We've got a texter who writes, we live in Elma in an area of somewhat frequent power interruptions. We had a whole house standby generator installed about 3 months ago. It kicked on and ran 3 times since installation. Best $7,500 peace of mind investment we have ever made. There you go. That's exactly the right way of approaching this. It's a value judgment based on the fact that, yeah, it's a major inconvenience when the power goes out. Is it worth the cost? And only you can decide that. You can certainly limp through a power outage. A multi-day power outage, however, may be very difficult to limp through, especially if your refrigerator is unprotected. We can talk about what to do about that if your power is out for extended periods of time. But the texter from Elma made the judgment call that the investment was worth the peace of mind. And therein lies the way of going about making that decision. Three power outages in a relatively short period of time prompted them to get that that standby generator. Electric cars, as another texter writes, will be easy to handle. Peak demand management is built into the vehicles to ensure charging happens during low load times, such as at night. In fact, electric cars will help with the grid. Many have vehicle-to-grid capabilities, with the car able to send power back to the grid in high demand. Well, there you go. We just learned something there about how electric cars charge. They charge in low. I guess when you think about that, you do hear the power companies talk about that often, that we should run the washer at night and the dryer at night if it's electric. That's when it's off demand. But when we're in a high air conditioning demand season, I wonder if there is an off peak with the air conditioners running all night. But I imagine it probably does still reduce, you know, at nighttime. To Williamsville we go. And Ron, good morning. You're on WBEN. Good morning, Ron. Ron, are you there? We'll put Ron on hold. Check out that line. I hear something, but I don't know if he's connected through. Mike, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. We got a standby generator, and we plan to have one of those venting fans in the bathroom, which is about 20, 25 feet away. Now, the generator vents in that direction. When you have those venting fans, is there a valve that will close, or where the fumes, you mentioned about carbon monoxide, would that suck the fumes?
This is an excellent question, and this is where common sense would come into play. If the standby generator is running within proximity of an induction or exhaust fan, there is the possibility that it could draw in from that opening. So either position it away from that, direct it away from that, so it's exhausting the opposite direction, or learn that when the generator may be running that you do not want to be inducing or exhausting right at that location.
Okay, but if the exhaust fan was turned off, I mean, it won't come in then. I mean, is there a seal, like a valve that seals it?
Not really. Not to the extent that I would feel comfortable. We're talking about carbon monoxide, so it's...
Well, we're talking about maybe 25, 30 feet away.
Well, then you're fine, if it's that far.
Plus, you know, the vent fan would be up higher, of course, but, you know... But...
I think, again, common sense really prevails here. We need to just think about these kinds of things when we're running the generator. Another good comparison to this point you're making, Mike, is should you leave your garage door open if the generator is running outside? And I would say no. You know, you need the garage door closed. Keep it with as many barriers as you can put between it and you.
And the thing about, you know, getting it away from the house as much as you can, but then the guys that installed it said, but you need a lot bigger piping then, because, you know, the more piping you use, the less gas that can flow through it.
Right. So there's a dynamic with that as well, in that the distance and the length of the extension cords, you know, do diminish the capacity. So yeah, there's a delicate balance. So my suggestion is, you keep it on a non-window side of the house, and you point it away from the house.
Well, you can't always do that.
Right. And then the other thing you have to consider, if you're going to put it on a non-window side of the house, is there a neighbor's window that you need to worry about too? So
on the direction of the wind too at the time.
Exactly. So there's a lot to think about here, and common sense really is where I would put my judgment.
Generator, yes, but we're going to have the vent installed. But you think 30 feet away shouldn't be a problem.
Right. No, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Good question. Mike's line is now free, 803-0930. When we come back, we'll speak to Ron in Williamsville and to you right after these important words. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement. So as promised, Peter Gordon is back, and we spent the first break talking about the whole house dehumidification and air purification systems available through indoor air professionals. Now we want to chat a bit about how important it is to breathe clean indoor air, especially in the air conditioning season, with your air traveling through your ductwork. When your air travels through your ductwork, it's going to pick up whatever it's traveling over. And if there are dust mites, dust mite feces, dead animal parts, all of that gunk collected deep down in your ductwork, you're going to end up breathing that in. So what to do? Well, it's a simple phone call, 683-3000. Indoor professionals will come out, and with the patented column duct cleaning system, they'll blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. That is the essence of their service, by the way, is the power of the column duct cleaning head. And they'll suck it all out, and with negative pressure, leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Good morning, Mr. Gordon, once again, and we're excited that you're back with another important offer for duct cleaning.
Yeah, and just one thing to keep in mind, you know, we mentioned this with the air conditioning season, is a lot of people think that they're getting sick because they're going from 90 degrees humid into 75 degrees and cool. And it really has to do more with the biofilm that's created from the 50 million dead skin cells per person per day that's in the duct system, with the moisture blowing over the cooling coils, making mold inside the ductwork. So you know, that if you suffer from that, give a call. It's a, you know, the toughest part right now is, you know how we're usually busy in the fall. This is straight up October. We can't get you in until the first week of August right now, and that's going to be booked by the end of the day, and then you're looking at August 10th.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe we're...
Well, you know, in that we lost so much of the building season, it seems that now we're talking about, the end of the summer season before anything can happen. And in some cases, you know, we're talking to customers about thinking about putting their improvements off until next year because of the fact that the season's just zipping by so quickly.
Yeah. Well, the good news is we're, you know, I mean, nothing stops here, and we will be, you know, we always ramp up for the fall. We bring in our guys that work on Navy ships from San Diego to help bolster the demand for that. Just they're busy getting, you know, the aircraft carriers in with good air quality now.
There you go.
But don't forget, too, you know, this is, like I said, there's no backlog on the medical-grade air purifiers, whether it's a portable or a whole house.
Yeah, those are plug-in. Right.
The dehumidifier.
683-3000, 683-3000. The duct cleaning offer, Peter.
Okay, so we will do $42 off. Once again, the demand, you know, we're out a month. You know, and but it's still $300 off on any of the high-end products, the high-capacity dehumidifier or the medical-grade air purifier, whether it's the portable or the whole-house unit.
Okay, 683-3000, you heard Peter, $42 off. You got to call him right now, though. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Indoor air professionals
for every breath you take.
For all station contest rules, go to WBEN.com/rules.
45 years ago, when my dad started Big L Windows and Doors, we measured our success by how happy our customers were. Happy with our work, our products, and our people. It's the same way we measure success today. It's really pretty simple. It's not easy, and it's not a secret. We just try to do the right thing.
That's why every customer gets our 5-year Total Trust Guarantee.
Total Trust? We just gave it a name. It's something we've always done.
Making the customer happy in the end is what we strive for.
It's the Big L secret to success. Do the right thing. I'm Bill Horbitt, Sr., President of Big L Windows and Doors.
At Big L, we're proud to be part of Buffalo Building again. Call us today at 716-895-8484 or visit us online at biglwindows.com. That's biglwindows.com to schedule your free virtual appointment.
Jeremy White here to talk to those of you looking to buy a vehicle right now. I have some advice that will save you a ton of time, money, and with so many changes in our world, my advice is simple and safe. Call Riverfront Auto Sales and just tell them the make, model, and color you want. They'll do all the work for you. I'm on my fifth vehicle from Riverfront, and here's why. Every time I tell Marty Sr. what I want, he searches the country for the vehicle, he negotiates the best price, and he makes certain the vehicle passes all inspections and has a clean history. Every time I've gone to Marty, gotten exactly what I wanted. So, you can do the same. With over 45 years in the business, I bet Marty Sr. will find a better deal on a better vehicle than any of us can. If you want a vehicle, call Riverfront, ask for Marty Sr. or Marty Jr., and tell them what you want. You can call 886-1626. And if you want cash for your car, you need some extra cash, you can call Riverfront. They'll pay you cash for your car today. Even pay you up to $550 over Kelley Blue Book value for your car. You can sell it to Riverfront. 886-1626. That's 886-1626 for Riverfront Auto Sales.
Hey, Buffalo! Help the Buffalo City Mission complete their new community center by joining the Pick a Brick campaign today. You can sponsor a brick that will be used to pave the pathway to hope in front of the center. They'll engrave it with your name or that of a loved one to commemorate your generosity. When you pick your brick, you'll be part of a legacy of compassion. I've picked my brick. Have you picked yours? Pick your brick today. Visit pickabrick.org. That's pickabrick.org. The pathway to hope starts right here.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. Step one, increase your home's curb appeal, save energy, and keep your family safe by replacing your garage door. Step two, Gorilla Garage Floors are beautiful flooring options that last a lifetime. They add to the beauty and aesthetics of your garage, often the primary entry point into your home. Step three, the garage is a perfect place for items that you use on a regular basis. Why not get it organized? At Gorilla Garage Gear, we have the expertise and the specialized systems to get them organized. Here's the best part. Save $100 on any new garage door. Save $300 when you replace your door and you do a Gorilla floor. And here's the best one. Save $500 when you do all three. That's right. New garage door, new floor, and organize your garage. $500 discount. Gorilla Garage Gear, there for you, for your garage. 715-6927, 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. Call Joe or follow today. Tell him that Dominic sent you. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
Texter writes, from last week, garage door seal for pests. Search online for pest-proof seals. They have multiple items that are rubber-infused with steel wool. There you go. Dom, next question, next texter writes, I think the combustion byproducts of natural gas burning generators is water vapor and carbon dioxide, similar to the gas oven in your kitchen. It is not the same as gasoline burning generators, which is carbon monoxide. I may be wrong, but there are specific guidelines and codes for installation 30 feet away from a vent. Seems plenty far away to prevent any induction of fumes. I would agree with that. There is the whole byproduct, though, however, that I think maybe you might be a little mistaken about. Natural gas does produce carbon monoxide, so don't be misled by that. 803-0930, we've got 5 minutes left, and three callers on the line. We'll squeeze in what we can. Who's waiting the longest is Ron in Williamsville. Ron, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Morning. Just to go back to your home generator, I have one. They're great. And does the insurance company cover that? What happened to yours with the oil?
Nope. It was, number one, it was out of warranty, and it would fall into the category of maintenance. You know, I guess you could argue, you know, that I should have known to check the cap from time to time. I don't know. I've never heard of that happening to anyone else. Of course, it had to happen to me. So now I'm warning everybody that they should check their oil cap on their generator. Maybe when it was changed the last time, the service tech didn't screw it on tight enough or something like that. So no, there's no insurance coverage there at all.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, Ron, thanks for the call. That's another good question, by the way. Is, you know, you wonder about these things if they are covered by homeowners. To Chicktawaga now, and Bob, good morning, you're next.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
I got some cracks in my concrete in my patio, and didn't know what I could do to fix it.
Okay, well, not unusual to hear about that. There are a couple things you could do to camouflage them. You could try and caulk them. They might actually stand out more if you did that. But if you caulk them and then maybe you applied a concrete paint, that might hide them. Another thing you could do is they could be caulked, and then Gorilla could come out and sand that down and epoxy coat that patio. You know, that's not the cheapest of all alternatives, but it might look the best.
Okay, and it's Gorilla Coatings?
Gorilla Garage Gear, yep. 715-6927. They're a Hammer Time partner.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Bob. And next up is Chicktawaga 2. Hello, Marianne. You're on WBEN.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
I have a question about air conditioning. Our thermostat, when it's on 77, the air conditioning goes on and off. But when I have it on 76, it just doesn't go off.
That's probably because that it's not reaching that temperature. So the lower you keep your thermostat setting on the air conditioning cycle, the longer the cycle will be. Because it has to work harder to get to that temperature.
But according to the thermostat reading, the temperature is 76, and it's been that way for like 3.5 hours, and it's still not going off.
So there might be something in the thermostat itself is what you're thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that may be a quick fix for you is to switch out the thermostat and see if that fixes that problem. But I know at home when we, especially now that it's been so warm, when we turn it down, it does run longer. It's obviously, that's common sense. It's combating the higher temperature outside. In order to achieve that lower temperature inside, it's going to have to run longer to in a cycle system to be able to do that.
Right, but I know, but 3.5 hours just seemed to me too long.
You know, there's another trick with air conditioners that when it's very hot out, this wouldn't really relate to your thermostat possible malfunctioning. But another trick with air conditioners is to put the fan on and let it run all the time, so you're not going to be hearing the cycling. You're going to hear the fan running, which is going to be a consistent sound. This actually is better for high intensity when it's very hot, because you'll get more consistent and even temperature and you won't be hearing the cycling on and off.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, I'll try that. Thank you very much.
If the thermostat is old, Marianne, you may want to think about just replacing that too.
Okay, terrific. Thank you.
Okay, great. Great questions this Saturday morning here on WEN. Want to thank Frank for taking your calls and, of course, Jerry Craig for being the excellent producer that he is and all of these years that we've worked together, and looking forward to working with him many more years. We're closing in on selling out the Porsche raffle. As I said, only a couple hundred were available as of broadcast time this Saturday morning. So if you go to ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com, ClarenceRotaryRaffle.com. You could be the proud owner of a Porsche 718 Boxer or a Macan S. Or just take the cash, $45,000. The tickets are $50 each, 3 for $100, 9 for $300. And there are also 15 additional $500 prizes. We're drawing on August the 1st. We moved the date to coincide with a drive-through lobster fest that we'll be holding as well. I'll have more details on that next Saturday for you on how you could be a part of our drive-through lobster fest. That'll be August the 1st in the Clarence Town Park. In the meantime, enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday. Same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.